You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us to talk about what's on offer from professional theater companies all around the state. And we're going to start out with a show that we couldn't get to the last time around, but there is still time for people to see it. And what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's actually plenty of time to see it. It's a show called Wild Party, The Wild Party, at the Dio Dinner Theater in Pinckney. And this is a play that ran off Broadway about 18 years ago and then got revived a couple of years ago with Michigan's own Sutton Foster.
Ah, Troy High School.
That's right. And now it's available for license. And Steve DeBrune, who is the director at Dio, he jumped on it. And Cynthia, it is some show. It is based on a narrative poem written in the 20s. And it will remind some people of kind of a mashup of Cabaret in Chicago with a little bit of Pagliacci mixed in.
Well.
that's kind of how I describe it. But it's darker than Chicago. It's a darker show. The music by Andrew Lippa really soars at times. And it's a bit of a sampler of musical styles. Cabaret, a little gospel styling. I hear some Sondheim influences in there. But let me just say, this is not a play for the kids.
Okay.
There are some very mature sexual themes that play out on stage. In fact, in my review, I kind of wondered how the folks up in Livingston County, who are the bread and butter of the Dio's audience, will react. Because it's kind of a conservative area up there. But still, I seriously recommend this show. Steve DeBrune and a terrific actress named Elizabeth Jaffe are the leads, and they absolutely slay it.
Well, let's get a sense of the music. This is actually Sutton Foster singing from a recording of one of her performances, and this is Let's Roll the Dice from The Wild Party.
Let's roll the dice.
Let's roll the dice.
The time for playing nice has run before the small hand hits the one. I've got to do it, must be done. And if it takes a smoking gun.
So I can tell you are excited about this show.
Yeah.
Very much. Now we head to Ann Arbor to Theater Nova.
Yeah, we have a Michigan premiere of a play called The Totalitarians by Peter Sennachtrieb. That's the playwright. Let's just say that the plot and thrust of this play will sound a little familiar. It's about a politician named Penelope Easter, and she's a candidate for high office. She's impulsive and crass with a closet full of skeletons. She enlists the help of Francine, who is kind of a silver-tongued political operative, and the two embark on a madcap journey of sex, money, complete misrepresentation of facts, and a total lack of scruples on their way to political fame. It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy set in what the playwright describes as a post-truth world. And I kind of think this is a play emerging in a growing genre of plays that explore this idea of a post-truth world.
All right. It's hard to think that it's a comedy, but because I'm kind of almost hearing House of Cards.
A little bit, but you know, there's some humor in House of Cards.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right. Heading downriver to Trenton. What's going on there?
So from contemporary politics to a period piece entitled Ada and the Engine. And this is about a real person, Ada Lovelace, and she's the daughter of the poet Lord Byron. And she is credited with writing the first computer program, believe it or not, despite actually having a computer language even today that's named for her. She is a name largely lost to the ages outside the world of computer science. So here's what happened. Lovelace took Charles Babbage's plans for an analytical engine. And this is, you know, in the early to mid 1800s. And she was a writer and imagined more ways to use this device than Babbage did. She imagined and wrote how to use a machine to use and process information. That's a pretty advanced idea for the time of Byron, no less. I think it makes her a bit of a female Leonardo of her time. And that opens this weekend at the Open Book Theater in Trenton.
Okay, and now we head to Northville to the Tipping Point with a play opening September 13th. The Miss Firecracker Contest. I love the name.
Yeah, well, a lot of people remember the movie if they haven't seen the show. This is a play by Beth Henley. It was first done about 1980 and then was made into a film in the late 80s. The story follows a young woman of about 24 who's contending in an annual beauty contest. And the character, Carnell, she's had a bit of a sordid young life. And she's about 24, which is, frankly, older for these kind of beauty contests. This play has been critically well received since it first went on. Audiences have been a little mixed. The history of this play and the movie is that a lot of people expect it to satirize these kind of beauty contests, which, let's face it, it's a pretty vapid world. And many believe that they should be a thing of the past with rotary phones and the rest of it. But this character, Carnell, she never goes along with that theme. In fact, the play, it's not the way it plays out. In fact, I think what it does is it doesn't take a shot at beauty contests. What it does do is take a shot at kind of the cultural linkage we have between conventional beauty and power. The idea that we reward people in general with money and fame based on their God-given looks rather than their character and brains.
All right. So that's the Miss Firecracker contest over at the Tipping Point in Northville. And then finally, how much fun is School of Rock?
Right. It was in Detroit at the Fisher Theater last season. Now it's going to the Wharton Center in Lansing. Opens on September 18th. This is the musical version of the film about kind of a stoner rock band guitarist who impersonates his roommate to take a substitute teacher job for the semester at a private school because he needs the money. And the central character, Dewey Finn, he isn't much of a teacher, but he does win the kids over, and he rallies these junior high school students into a band. And it's great fun, totally appropriate to take the kids. Here's a little sound cut from the show to kind of give you a feeling.
Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we? Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
And that is fun. That's from the Broadway cast recording. And, of course, a lot of folks caught the original version, the film story version with Jack Black. And it's great fun. So you can get details on these and other productions all around Michigan easily going to EncoreMichigan.com. It's all there for you. David Colley of Encore Michigan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.